collecting classroom pledges. You can have your class say the pledge and then just send it to us. Pledge@jnkevin.com. That's what Mrs. Martin did. She's the first grade teacher at Heyburn Elementary in St. Mary's.
Man extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman in sumo suit assaulted ex-boyfriend after he waved at a woman dressed as a Snickers bar.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Jay. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, listeners.
Okay, wow.
How's everybody doing out there?
You can text in your answers, and then I'll read them off to Kevin. It'll be amazing radio.
Yeah, I'd love to hear how people are doing. Yeah, definitely. I mean, if somebody wants to talk on the phone, we could talk on the phone, too.
It's true, but it's hard to talk on the phone when you're doing the news.
Well, that's true, but I mean, I could interrupt the news and say, hey, what's news with you?
Okay.
And then we could just talk about whatever was going on in their life.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was thinking today if I should do serious news. Like, talk about Boeing's strike or something.
Ugh. I mean, it's not the news. It's Kevin's news.
Okay, so not interested in that one?
I get that somewhere else.
What else you got?
What else do I have that's serious, Steve?
No.
Oh, I need this right now. I need 30 seconds on the clock. Jay, give me 30 seconds on the clock. Oh, and
hold on 1 second.
We are going to turn it over to the one and only producer, Steve Heskey, for 30 seconds with Steve explaining the West Coast Conference possibility of Gonzaga joining the Pac-12. In 30 seconds. Here we go.
Oh, well, it's possible. Oh, how much time do I have left?
26 seconds.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lot of time. A lot of time.
16 seconds.
Yeah. I hear the tick, tick of the clock, just like you hear in a basketball game.
You have no words, huh? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it could happen. The conference, there's teams in it.
Oh, there you go. You're now up
to
speed.
Yeah. What a review. Yeah, this is why we don't do real news. Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say Boeing. Jay goes, I give Steve a chance to talk about, Gonzaga going to the Pac-12. And he said, no, it could happen. I hear ticking.
Nerd.
Wow.
Nerd.
Yeah.
I did want to give a shout out. You know what?
What was it? Utah State? Is that right?
What about him?
Now you want to talk about it?
Oh, well,
I mean, your 30 seconds is over. I don't know what happened there.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, if you're going to do that, I'll give you a different music. I'll be like,
what is this, Ratatouille?
Sure.
That sounded fun.
Yeah, that's it. Did sound fun. Yeah,
it did. Nice.
Very playful.
I do have to give a shout out. I don't know who this is to. I guess America. And our show a little bit, and most importantly, the people who participate.
All right.
So yesterday I had a nurse here at my house. She was doing some things.
Hello?
Hello? Somebody on the phone?
Hello?
Hi. Who's this?
No, 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 no.
Okay, that was nobody.
Oh,
did
no.
you watch America's Got Talent? I'm going to get sidetracked. No, stay focused. Focus on this story because it's a nice story that I wanted to share.
You wanted to recognize America and the people
America,
who listen to our show.
People who listen to our show.
And the nurse
who
that came to your house.
Something possible and the nurse who came to my house.
Yes.
Yes.
And did you watch America's Got Talent?
Yeah, we can cover that in a minute.
I doubt it.
So the nurse was, I don't even remember how we were chatting about it.
Uh-huh.
But we were just, you know, she's sitting there wrapping my legs and doing things. And there's a lot going on. And it would be awkward if we didn't chat. And
she's wrapping your leg.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And she was wrapping my leg, and she started chatting about somehow something about a school came up. And then she goes, oh, I probably don't even say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore. And then she goes, oops, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. And I go, oh no,
I see.
You're fine. Uh-huh. Like, she let her little personal opinion
get
out.
Yeah, I get that.
And I go, oh, yeah. I go, no, you know what? I go, this is interesting.
Funny you should mention
that. She goes,
that.
I don't think any schools really do it anymore. And I said, well, actually, they do. I said, oddly enough, I do a radio show.
Oddly enough.
And at 7 a.m. every day, we play a
pledge.
Pledge, almost a national anthem.
I got you.
A pledge from a classroom, and they get to be our pledge of the week. We highlight them, the whole deal. And she's like, she had the biggest smile on her face. Like, she had regained all hope in America.
I love that.
Little story.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Wow. And I go, a lot of them seem to be the Idaho schools and, you know, outlying areas. I don't believe District 81 allows it. Am I talking out of turn?
Seems like you are. I think we had some last year from 81. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we did.
What is District 81?
Spokane Public Schools, Steve.
Yeah, they do it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, I asked my granddaughter about it, if she was doing it, and she said no. But I don't know if that's...
I don't know how that works. I wish I did. I don't know.
And she may also be wrong. She may not know.
Possible, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, that thing we say at the beginning of class? I don't know.
Well, yeah, and they're kindergartners. That's a lot to learn right away.
Yes. Sure, the pledge, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that takes a minute to learn that. And right. I suppose there's more... I don't know, more important, but they got a lot to learn.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
In kindergarten. So it was very nice, and I just, she was very happy about it. She was delighted to hear that.
I love that.
So I thought, thank you to the people who take the time to do it.
Yes.
First and foremost.
That's a very good point.
Absolutely.
Thank you to America.
Right.
And I guess a little pat on the back to producer Steve.
Oh, a big pat on the back. Yeah, Steve has done a great job in chasing these down. And then, you know, when the people ask questions and he's emailing back and forth to the people in the school districts and the teachers, and it's a lot. And no, he's done a great job with it.
Probably confusing them more.
No, you're so funny. He's like, Kevin, the amount of emails that he sends out, and then he's sending out food drive emails, and he's chasing a lot of stuff. Hats off to you, Steve. You get about 87.9% credit to that. Okay. The rest of it goes to the kindergarten teachers or whatever class they're in.
Absolutely.
Well,
our current one is first grade teacher. So.
I mean, not to brag, but it was originally my idea.
Oh, boy.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That guy's a man. I can't remember what all he does. He does, the holding breath stuff.
Kevin James.
He does it in, like, cold water or, like, ice?
Yeah, I don't know. He sits on ice cubes a lot, looks like.
Ice cubes?
Yeah. Or maybe that's a glacier.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kev.
Good morning, guys. It says, we've recently developed an issue when we go on vacation. We normally would just stay at a nice hotel, but it was never, you know, the focus. We do at least one big vacation a year, and for our 25th anniversary, we splurged and went all out on an amazing suite. It was truly so great. The issue now is that my wife has decided that she would rather have those amenities and that type of room, and maybe even cut the trip a day short or do whatever it takes to have that be part of the budget. I'm wondering, does it become less special if you do it all the time? She doesn't want to budge on this one. She says, even if I'm not sold, that's what she wants to do when we go on vacation. What do you think? Is it something that we should just give a try for a while? That is from Mark.
All right, so 509-441-0999 to call or text. What four-word response was just most text to the text line, Kevin?
Four-word response?
Mm-hmm. To this listener letter.
Boy, I'm trying to think of a four-word one. I had something in my head.
Two of the words are the same word.
Yeah, not four letters, four words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, right. Four words.
Thank you, Steve. Good point.
Just clarify.
You know, not four, thank you, Steve, because I was picturing four letters.
Yeah. Not an acronym, no actual words.
Get over.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
Yourself. You split it into four words. Happy.
Wife, happy life.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that said that. And then there's other, the other side.
That makes some sense.
Yeah, and the other side is, you know, it depends what you're doing. Obviously, if you're going to be outside of the hotel room a lot, and, you know, because there's a few people who have texted, look, we've done both ways, but we realize that it's just kind of a waste of money because we don't tend to be in the room very often. It's just a place to sleep and take a shower.
Right.
And there is that. But if you spend more time in there, I could see how... You know, you might want a little additional amenities.
I heard Theo Vaughn, he was doing his comedy thing, and he said, man, the first time I ever stayed at a really fancy hotel, it was like $700 a night. And he said, I was so freaked out. I was like, I can't go to sleep because do you realize how much money I'm wasting while I'm sleeping?
You're right.
Like, I got to use this room all night long. So I stayed up all night just using it because right. It felt like I needed to.
Whatever you need to do to get your money's worth.
That's kind of how that would feel to me, too, where you're like, yeah, that's cool, but I would like to... I think what it would make you do, though, is enjoy the room more. Maybe it forces you to say, hey, you know, instead of hanging out at the pool the entire day, let's go... Do that for a couple hours.
Watch
let's
a
come
movie,
back,
whatever.
Let's chill. Yeah. Let's maybe grab some food, bring it to the room.
Turn
you know,
the
whatever.
Lights off and on.
Leave a light on because you're not paying the bill? Wow, huh?
Live it up.
Wow. Leave the door open to the mini fridge, not my refrigerator.
I can't really...
Use extra towels just because you can.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm crazy.
If they were going from a bad hotel... Or not a bad hotel, but you know what I mean? Not a very nice one.
Yeah, like a 2-star or something you're thinking?
Yeah, okay. then I would be like, yeah, upgrade for sure. Because I struggle with if the hotel's not nice, it puts me in a kind of grumpy mood for the trip.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Or you don't feel safe, you know, or what. It's just like, nah, I don't like where we're staying. That makes it hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, well, here's the deal. She wants to do it, so try it for a while.
Yeah.
Make a deal that you're going to try it, see what you think of it, and then go from there.
Also, what length of vacation would you be okay with cutting it a day short to have the nicer hotel? Like, how long does it have to be where you go? Because, you know, sometimes the short vacations, you're like, well, I don't want to cut a day off of there. That's,
right. Cause it has to be a week.
So, yeah, you think a 7-day, you could go six and still feel like you had a plenty of a
Absolutely.
Vacation and have a nicer room.
Yeah.
I think that is, I feel like that's the cutoff. Like maybe
and if
even
you're doing a long, like a 2-week vacation or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, cut a couple days off
sure,
of it.
Yeah. Because if you have a 5 and you cut it to 4, that almost feels like, oh, man, I don't know. Would have been nice to have one more. And anything less than that, obviously. But 7, you could probably get away with 6.
Yeah. And I've never, you know, I guess I've had like a really nice suite before, but never on a vacation. I've had really nice suites and hotels or whatever. And really enjoy it. I do enjoy them.
Yeah.
But usually most of the time you're there for a reason doing something else. And it's like, oh, I didn't enjoy that room as much as I thought I would.
Yeah, especially if you're not in it that much. And if it's only for like one night, that's definitely
right.
a different feel to it.
I will say, Jay, when we go to Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and I know that is not a fancy room that we stay in, but they're basically like little condos downtown.
Yeah, it's an apartment for sure.
And it's like a little townhouse condo, whatever you want to call it. And I will admit, when I'm there, I get so comfortable there that I'm like, I'm happy not doing anything, just staying in this room.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's not like you said, it's not like it has like this big plush furniture. It's
No, not
I
at
mean,
all.
Probably IKEA equivalent, I would say.
And, but it's just,
but it's nice.
It just feels like kind of home, yeah, and you're absolutely relaxed, and yeah, you've got stuff you can cook and do whatever, and it's like, yeah, I kind of like it. If you do have the amenities, I do think it makes, it can make, it can enhance your vacation for sure.
Why did you compare the room to a car?
Huh?
Didn't you say Kia?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You guys rock it. Nobody else can touch it like you guys don't.
Kevin James.
And I don't mean that in a weird way.
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Some entertainment news brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. A couple of things for you here. Oh, come on in, Natalie. Natalie Grant is just entering the studio as we speak. Forecast, very windy today. Looks like 45 mile an hour winds or something like that. Yeah. Hi there.
Hi. Sorry, I was running up here.
Oh, no, you're totally fine. How's things?
Great, great.
You're doing an amazing job. I know you're holding down the fort down there all by yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's been good, especially after coming back from a long trip and just kind of getting back in the swing of things.
It's like, here you go.
I know. It's like, good morning. Welcome back to 2 a.m. wake-up calls.
Yeah, let's switch your schedule completely from normal to, it's not normal what you do. No.
Yeah, no.
Kevin's at home, so you can say hi even though he's not here.
Hi, Kevin.
What's up?
Hi, Steve. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Good.
So you went to Italy.
I did, and I brought your spam with me. I got to show you guys pictures. I was going to send them, but I totally forgot before this. But
oh, no problem.
I went to Capri in Positano in the Amalfi Coast area. Gorgeous. Yeah.
And you'd never been before?
No, I've been to Rome and Venice.
Okay.
My friend and I backpacked all through Europe after college,
which
was really fun.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I lived in Spain for a while, and then we did the whole backpacking trip. But I've never been to the Amalfi Coast. It was my mom's like dream vacation that she wanted to do. So it was really cool to be able to go with her and kind of check
it off
the bucket list.
Yeah.
Brought your spam along with me, took some pictures.
Was it weird? Did you feel weird?
A little bit. I was kind of nervous they were going to take it as I was going through security.
Right.
I was like, what if it doesn't make it? Can I buy spam there? Can I get a new one? Like,
it's so funny you say that, because other people have said the same thing. Like, can you get spam through security? I'm like, well, I think so.
I put it in my checked bag just to be safe. I almost forgot it at home, though. I was running out of my apartment. I had to turn around, and I was like, no, the spam.
Oh, that's hilarious. So why'd you miss your flight? Well, I was going back for the spam.
Yeah, I had to get it.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, we took it around Positano for a day and did like the whole picture taking with it.
How was your mom with all that?
She was confused. I had to like explain it to her. I was like, well, Mom, I work in this weird land of television and radio. And we do funny, quirky things sometimes. But she played along and she took my pictures.
So that's great.
Much appreciated.
That's
Mom.
So funny.
Awesome. I tried to pawn it off on a couple people that we met at restaurants and things.
That just gets weird.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm usually pretty good at talking to people, and it was like trying to pitch this to them. They were like,
no.
I don't know about that. But what I did is I left it with, we had an amazing Airbnb in Positano, and there's a woman that, her name was Maryse. She moved to Positano from France way back in the day. People from all over the world come and travel there. So I left it with her. She said she'd put it on her desk and she'd offer it to people.
That's hilarious.
So I figured that would be a good way to kind of get it out there. She agreed to take it.
Nice.
So it's currently in Positano.
There's
people from all over the world that come in there, and if someone wants to take it.
It takes a different kind of person to agree to that.
I agree.
Because it's just so bizarre. Well, first of all, you don't want to take anything from anybody hardly anymore, where you're just like, why? And,
yeah,
you know, once you get past the confusion to realize, this is just fun. It's just for enjoyment.
Well, some people, too, are traveling so light over there, too. Like, having kind of, I mean, spam's kind of heavy.
Yeah,
too.
Right.
So they're
like,
I don't think I have room in my suitcase
to
have
hilarious.
That with it. So that kind of felt like the best of both worlds. But I did try to pawn it off on some people, just so you know. On the ferry, I like struck up a conversation with a couple from like Australia, and I was like, hey, any chance?
I got this spam.
I think the Italians would have literally looked at me like I was crazy, though.
Yeah, that's classic.
But yeah, it was fun. It was an adventure of a lifetime. I have a lot of pictures posted on my Facebook page if anybody wants to check them out.
And you're brave, because it's hard to strike up conversations, or you just did not feel
it's
abnormal?
A little hard.
Yeah,
I guess. I feel like I usually can do that pretty well with my job and things, but when you're offering kind of a weird thing, people are like, are you scamming me? Like, what are you?
Totally.
Like, is this a bomb?
Is there
going
a tracking device in here?
Yeah,
all the
you
things.
You can never trust people
right.
these days.
I don't think I would take it.
Thanks,
Jay. I mean, I'm as weird as it comes, but I'd be like, oh, about that, man.
Well, maybe if you had like a 4 News Now jacket or something, or like official spam ambassador jacket.
Yeah, that's what we need, spam ambassador jackets.
There you go. Get a little patch that you can throw a name tag.
Yeah.
A little button-up sport coat.
I know. That would, yeah, maybe would ease the blow a little bit.
That would be hilarious.
It was fun. It was fun to just have it with and take it around, and thanks for letting me insert myself in your fun game, guys.
No, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, of course.
You said something about how the two worlds of radio and TV are, well, kind of like opposite ends of the spectrum, sort of.
Yeah.
Does it feel like that when you walk up and down the stairs?
Yeah, I feel like I walk into like radio land, like I'm in like an amusement park up here.
It's very fair.
The mystical world of
radio.
Dirty
amusement park.
We do have popcorn on the floor.
There you go.
Yeah, we got some stuff.
It's like, you guys are more fun, though. We're like the serious news people.
Right, we don't have to be serious, so, yeah.
You can do fun things like spam.
Kevin earlier was like, should I read some real serious news today? I'm like, no, don't do that.
Please don't, actually. You know,
that's not fun at all. Mm-hmm. Are you the kind of person who likes to be scared?
Sometimes.
Like, do you like a Halloween? Do you like you know, scary wood or that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, there you go.
What?
She can take you to Scarywood.
Oh.
Kevin and I don't like being scared. We're like, well, Steve's like, oh, I would go. We're like, oh, we're going to find the right person to take you to Scarywood.
Yeah, I feel like the group of TV people, there's probably a good group of you younger people who would go and do something like that. And so maybe Steve can just tag along and because, we're not taking him. Those commercials are ridiculous.
I know. Kevin and I, like, the commercial comes on, I'm like, okay, I'm actually afraid.
Actually, sounds horrible.
Yeah.
We'll get a group together, Steve, and we'll do a Scarywood. How about
that? There you go.
Okay, sounds fun.
I just invited him into your group of Scarywood
people.
Okay. So
we're an accepting group.
Plus, he would be hilarious to watch get scared.
I'd take videos for you guys.
Oh,
don't
thank
worry.
You.
That's the main thing of what they want to do. They want to see me just running.
Well, he gets startled pretty easily, so I can only imagine at Scarywood. Now, you're kind of prepared for it, because obviously you're there to be scared.
Yeah.
But you don't know when and the degree and all the rest of that.
Oh, since someone comes up behind you with like a fake chainsaw.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. What's next on your bucket list to go travel?
Oh, that's a really good. My mom and I were just talking about this, actually. I'd love to go back to Spain at some point, because I haven't been there since I was in college. So I'd love to go back and kind of retour an area.
Would you
go
to some of the same places or some new places or both?
Both. Yeah. I did a good tour of it, but I was in Segovia, which is a little bit north of Madrid. It was kind of a cute small town. So I'd love to go back there one day and visit it and kind of see if I remember how to walk around the area.
And are you an Airbnb person or hotels, or what's your go-to?
Whatever works.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your thought? We had a listener letter about 15 minutes ago about fancy hotels versus like just the basic, because you're not there very often.
Yeah, I think it depends on it. Like if you're in a place where you're going to be hanging out in your Airbnb or your hotel for a while, like it might be worth the splurge. But I mean, if you're just, if usually you want to get out and enjoy the city and stuff like that. As long as you're in a safe area.
Sure.
That's kind of my biggest concern is safety.
Also, that's a good point, because if you've never been to that area before, you're probably not in the hotel much.
No, probably not.
If you've been there multiple times, you might be more likely to spend a little more time in the room. Maybe you splurge a little then. But if you've never been to that area, you're probably not going to be there.
Just give me a bed, shower, decent water pressure.
Yeah. That'd be great. That.
Decent water pressure is a great call. You're like, I don't want that trickling shower.
Hey, I have a lot of hair. It is unnecessary.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing time with us. We appreciate that. That was awesome.
Of course.
Oh, I forgot. Do you have a nickname?
Do I have a nickname?
Yeah, did you have like
Nat?
Nat. Yeah, sure,
Nat's fine. My family calls me, it has like a nickname for me.
Yeah, but we're not family, so we don't get to use it.
You can.
Right, yeah. Well, because Kevin, we were talking about nicknames, and we're going to talk about it here in a little bit about, you know, when's too early to use a person's nickname, you know, that kind of thing.
You can call me Nat.
Okay.
That's fine.
Well, Kevin came up with a new nickname for you.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
I don't even remember what it was, Jay, because
it's great.
I did it so fast.
He did
it. You just said, what would you call Natalie Grant? And I just came up with a nickname, and I...
Do you remember what it was?
No, I don't.
NG4.
NG4.
Because
over
channel 4.
There you go.
NG4.
NG.
I've been called Nat Sound before, like, which is a TV term.
Okay, yeah.
That one was a nickname that I had for a while. So. I like NG4. That's good.
I know. It is pretty good.
It sounds like a Twitter handle.
It does, yeah. Follow me at NG4. I mean, that's pretty solid. Yeah.
Good job.
Top of the head with that one. Are you kidding me? I'm like, what is the deal? Well, thanks. Good to see you again.
Yeah, of course. I'll get those pictures to you guys.
Yeah,
too.
Thank you.
I'll send them right now.
I appreciate that. Thanks, Natalie.
Of course. The Big 99.9 Coyote
Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, I have a high school nickname too, but nobody calls me that because I have to earn a new nickname.
Oh, that's right, Hot Buns.
Kevin James.
Minus the hot and minus the S.
Hot bun? Bun.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Great job of deciphering there, Steve. Wonderfully done.
Yeah. Can we talk about how you got that?
Bun? So, you know, I had an afro, and it was very long. I mean, it was like, you know, past my shoulders because I had super curly hair. I don't know if it'd be that way now. I wish Kevin I could grow it out fast. That'd be great. So, yeah, that. And then it was like parted in the middle. And we were playing one of our friends. They had his mom's boyfriend. They played a softball. He had a softball team. And he goes, "You punk kids, we'll challenge you." So every year we started this, you know, we call it the punk kid softball game. So that they, you know, the older guys would take on the younger guys. And there was a guy who was pitching, and he made nicknames for everybody. And I came up to bat one time, and he goes, "Looks like you got a hamburger bun on your head." And I was like, that, you know, bun head stuck, and then it got shortened to bun.
So great.
Okay.
Is it though?
It's a great nickname. Yeah. I mean, that's how nicknames happen, and I love it. I mean, that's a good nickname that stuck with you for a long time.
Oh yeah, that was for it was for all of high school.
Oh wow, a 4-year nickname.
Oh man, yeah, and then, you know, maybe a year or so afterwards, and then you kind of grow out of it because you're not around your high school friends that much anymore.
Sure, okay.
But the question about the nickname thing is at what point is it too soon to use? Like that, when I had that nickname, that one's one that had to be earned, like a close circle of friends or somebody who was at that game. You know, any of the older guys could call me that because, you know, they were there when it was born. So it didn't matter. But if it was like somebody who you barely knew, and I feel like you get, Kevin, is this more of an older guy given, you know, like overusing or using too early your nickname? Do you think that's more of an older guy thing? Because I feel like sometimes they feel like they're... You know, oh, I heard the nickname. I could call you that. Like, I played golf with my youngest son yesterday, and we had somebody join us on the back nine, and it turned out to be a guy that my son knew. And he had a nickname, but I was like, I can't call him that. I mean, I just call him Caleb. I was like, you know, I felt like for me to just jump in to the nickname.
With his nickname,
yeah,
sure.
I hadn't earned that right.
Yeah, that's fair. The people who I only seem to have this issue with are not necessarily older men. It is always men. I've never seen a woman do this.
Okay.
But it's more the guy who wants to be part of the club, but he's not part of the club. And so
yes,
he would be like, oh, hey. You know, like my high school nickname was Frenchie. And
yeah, that one's...
There's people today that still call me Frenchie. And there is a guy who, to this day, never went to high school with me. Didn't know me back then, knows nothing about, but still will be like, hey, Frenchie. And I'm just like, stop.
Yeah, no, that one's weird.
I don't like it.
Yeah, you weren't there at the beginning. I mean, I've never called you that.
No.
Because I wasn't there when that one was relevant. That would be weird to me.
You didn't call Frenchie Bunhead?
Hey, Ben, what's up?
So, you know, I don't think there's really a too early time to use a nickname, as long as the person with the nickname is okay with it. I remember, like, I was bullied in school, so I actually went to homeschooling.
Yep.
But I developed, you know, my pants were always like too short for me. But the point is, they would nickname me High Waters.
Sure.
And so I would walk into school, and they'd be like, "Hi, High Waters, how are you doing today?" And it was mean. So I don't think there's really... As long as that person with the nickname is okay with it, I mean, whatever. I mean,
yeah, I feel like
they're okay. And
that's a good. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's an important key for sure.
Absolutely.
Plus, I do that when I coach. I instantly, like in the first 2-3 practices, I've got nicknames for everybody. But every once in a while, like one will be like, this is a terrible example, but I'll just say one of the kids I'm calling Cheeseburger, and I call him Cheeseburger. And but then I got to make sure that kid's okay with it.
Yeah,
right?
that's very good idea.
That's one of those where absolutely. You're like, okay, that one could be taken the wrong way, whatever. But
yeah, Ben, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that. Hillbilly Seth.
Hey, boss, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
I think that you guys got the right idea. I also think it also depends on some context on how long or what the nickname is, because there's, I know guys personally that all we, everyone calls them is their nickname. They don't even use their given Christian name.
Correct.
It's all just their, you know, nicknames.
Yeah.
I mean, but is, and, do you feel like other people have to earn the right to use it, or that you could use it too soon? I mean, it just feels like, you know, and it's hard to know sometimes.
I think it's kind of just a point of also just reading the room. Like, if literally everyone calls him that, and he's like, hey, and then those guys will usually tell you, too, like, hey, just call me by the nickname.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's a good point. Like, if you use their regular name and everybody else calls them something else, they might say, hey, you yeah, can, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, S-Dog.
If you're, like, if you're like a guy with a first name of, like, if you're a guy and your name is, like, you know, Kelsey or Leslie, you're probably going to go with your nickname. I mean, just shoot from the hip here.
Yeah.
Okay. Or if it's Sue, you're thinking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just in that vein, you got it.
Okay. All right, see you, buddy. Oh, I forgot. I got to text him back. I got to text Hibbley Seth back. He's going to blow out the sprinklers and donate some money to the food drive again this year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, reading the room, though.
Well, that, see, this is where the problem is, Steve. You should be able to read the room, but sometimes that's the issue.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, hey there, Hesky Dog, or wait, what is it? What was your nickname in high school?
I had different nicknames. I don't know.
Prove it.
Well, I mean, people mainly just called me by my last name, I guess.
Yeah, they just called you Hesky.
Or some people called me Shesky.
Oh.
I mentioned my first letter and last name.
I see. Okay, yeah. I see. They combined your first letter, Steve, to Hesky, Shesky. Yeah. You know, that's all right.
Heskinator.
Heskinator.
Yeah, got that.
Hmm.
Obviously, McLovin was one.
Right. Yeah. Because you look like McLovin. I got it. Yep. That makes sense.
Squints.
Why do you sound so...
Squints?
Uh-oh.
Oh, oh, did I know?
Oh, no. Oh, baby.
Oh, man.
Squints?
Should I not have said that?
I mean,
it's a great nickname.
I think you've just... Gosh dang it. Now that you've said that to Kevin.
Oh, man.
You are in trouble. Read the room, Kevin. Read the room.
Yeah, I'm reading it.
Well, you know, from Sandlot.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Squints.
Yeah. So we dressed up as, or I dressed up as Squints or whatever.
Wow. Thank you for sharing this story.
You're welcome. I should read the room.
Yeah.